Okay, Bamitsia Daf Nun Aleph. We are on Nun Amid Beis as we are discussing the issues of Ona'a, the different levels of Ona'a, and we have the Maskana, what we hold yesterday in the name of Rava, the different less than Ishtus is Nikneh Mekach, and more than Ishtus is Batal Mekach, and exactly Ishtus is Kana Umachsir Ha'ona'a. So the Mishnah has said, how long do you have to return? On Masa Muta L'Hachsir. So until you get to show the relative, Ad Sheyare L'Tagar O L'Krovo. So says Rav Nachman, the bottom of Nun Amid Beis, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shanu Elo Lokeach. When do we say that there are limitations for how long you have to show the item? That's by the lokeach, by the buyer. So the buyer has the item, so it's his responsibility to show it to someone to see how the deal was. Aval mocher la'olam chozer. But the mocher, the seller, always has rights to go back. As we will see, the Gemara will quote Be'ez Hashem in a couple of lines, that the mocher, you have to give more time. He doesn't have the item anymore in his hands. How is he going to know? It's only the next time he encounters the same type of item and he figures out what the price is, and then he can look back and say, wait a minute, I didn't get my money's worth. I was ripped off whenever that was. So that's why there is more flexibility by the mocher than by the kohen. That is the Rashi here quoting the added point that the Gemara mentions. Rashi does add another line. On the bottom line, Rashi says, "Mocher she'en biyado mala haros v'li maleich, eno makir bona aso, ad sheyara talas acheres kidmusa, nimkeres bedavim yikarim." That's what the Gemara is going to say. Right on the bottom line, that the mocher doesn't recognize it until he has another one that is that price. Hilkach la'olam choza, therefore he could always go back. And then Rashi adds, "Im lo nisyakru talisos beintayim." As long as the price of talitot, of garments, didn't go up in the interim. Why? What's that issue? Explains the Ramban. The Ramban picks up on this extra line in Rashi and explains the Ramban. Because if price went up, then all of a sudden we have a chshad. Then we say, oh, maybe he was ready to be mocheled a little bit originally, but now that price went up, now he's going to say, oh, I didn't realize that I was ripped off. So that's why if price went up, we're not going to trust him. That's Rashi's added addition. The only time that we give him all this time to show he doesn't have the item is if price didn't go up. V'nirash Rasolomar, he quotes this extra line in Rashi, and then says the Ramban, V'nirash Rasolomar, Shimnis Yakar Akshav Talisos Yoser Mishasa Mecher, She'eno Yochol Achzerbo. Then he cannot be choser. She'ef shalomar adachshav lo hikir bahona aso v'yachshav ra'a talis acheres shekimosa nimkeres bedamim yikarim v'hikir bahona aso. He can't say, oh, I didn't recognize the ona, and now I do. Shaharei nisyakru talisos ela b'shasa zolra v'hikir v'shasa gadachshav v'kfar machal. Right, that's what the Ramban says to explain Rashi, that if the price went up in the interim now, then we wouldn't allow him to claim, because we'd assume that he could be lying. And then the Ramban says, also look what Rabbi Moshe HaSvardi wrote. Who's Rabbi Moshe HaSvardi? He's a Svardi. But he calls the Rambam. He calls the Rambam Rabbi Moshe HaSvardi, who also has another limitation, right? The Rashi, explained by the Ramban, is he has whatever time he needs, unless price went up. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Beis Halachavav, has another limitation. What if, for sure, he's seen these items in the Shuk? Right, says the Rambam, Lefichach, after quoting this lashon of the Gemara, Im haya hamekach davar she'ein b'mino shinui, v'hu kulo shaveh. What if it's items that you sold, that it's obvious that everybody has this in the shuk, it's very simple to find out what the price is, it's not like, oh, we're going to have to wait until you can find the similar item. Everybody has these, kigon hapilpulin, pepper. Or anything. So then also, v'chayotzimen, hareze eino chozer, ela ad kedei sheyishal al ashar shebeshuk bilvad. That even the mocher would have limitations. So this is the Rambam, and Rashi explained by the Ramban, that if the whole svara is that we want to give the mocher time enough to go ask somebody, so A, it's only up until that time. If it's shorter, it's shorter. And number two, if it's a chshad that he's lying, then we wouldn't allow him to have so much time or retract after the price goes up. Okay, so name a Messiah. So let's say we have a proof from our Mishnah to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, who says that only the lokeach is subject to the limitations, but not the seller. Same a Messiah. Getting back to the Rabbi Tarfon story. Chazru ledivrei chachamim. The Tagare Lud, the merchants of Lud, went back and said, I want to, we want to go back to what the Chachamim held, even though Rabbi Tarfon gives a third, but it's better for us to go back to the Chachamim who say a sixth. So, Iyamrit Bishlama, Mocher, La'olam Choser, if you say the seller could always go back, La'olam Choser, Bishum Halchi Chazru, that's why the Tagari Lud went back and retracted, because after all, even according to the Rabbanan, right, the Mocher always is able to go back. So Rabbi Tarfon's help was only for the Konim, only for the buyers, right? It wasn't, oh, they could go back the whole day, but for the sellers, they could always go back. So that's why it didn't really help them, and that's why he went back to the Chachamim. Ela'i Amrit Mocher Nami Kelokeach Dami, but if you would say the Mocher is also subject to the limitations of the Lokeach, so then why would they have gone back? Ki Heichi Da'avdi Le'Rabbanan Takante Le'Lokeach, Hochenami Avdi Le'Rabbanan Takante Le'Mocher. Right, just like Rabbi Tarfon made a Takana, says that the Rabbanan made a takana for the buyer, so too for the seller, right? If you say all day, they would have more time. So why would they want to go back to the Chachamim? Rabbi Tarfon gives them more time to retract. It must be that they could always retract. That's not under discussion. So isn't this Mishnah a raya to Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Nachman says the Gemara, no, it could be that it's not a raya. That's not the reason why they went back. Why? Tagari lud lo shchiach d'to. They're experts. It's so uncommon that they would make a mistake, so then the issue that they could always have the retraction forever, that doesn't make a difference to them. Because they don't make mistakes. They like tricky people, so the issue is, how much time does the Kona have? So if the Kona, you know, has more time, that's bad for them. But the issue of whether they can retract or not, there's no riot from the Mishnah, maybe it's so uncommon that they wouldn't be interested. Okay. Continuing, says the Gemara, now a couple of stories related. Fifth line. Ushpa zichne de Rami Bar Chama, zoven chamer v'ta. The host of Rami Bar Chama sold some wine, and he made a mistake. Ashkeche davi yotziv, and the Rabbi Bar Chama saw that he was very upset. So he asked him, Amarle, am I atzivus? Right, what's the matter? Amarle, zavini chamer v'toi. I sold some wine, but I made a mistake. I sold it for too little. Amarle, zil hadarecha. Okay, so go back and retract. Amarle hashoyli yosir michlishi ere letagor lekrovai. But it's after the amount of time. It's too late to go back. Shadre lekame de Rav Nachman. He said it in front of Rav Nachman. Maybe he knew what Rav Nachman paskin. Go to Rav Nachman. He'll be able to help you out. Amarle, so he says, lo shonu el alokeach, aval mocher leolam choser. The mocher could always go back. Maybe the Gemara just quotes that to prove to us it wasn't just a psak in the Beis Medrash. It was an actual story that he paskin this way, halacha l'maisa, right? Which is always much more intense when we have a psak that is given halacha l'maisa and not just theoretical. So that's the story of Rav Nachman. So my time alone. So now the Gemara asks the svara that Rashi quoted before. What's the difference between the lokeach and the mocher? Why should the mocher always have time to go back, but not the lokeach? Lokeach mecho biyado. The lokeach has the item in his hand. Kolhecha de azil machvile. Wherever he goes, he'll show it. V'yamile ita ilota, and they'll tell him whether he made a mistake or not. He has the item, so he'll take it. He'll show it. Mocher de lo nakit meche biyadei. The seller doesn't have the item in his hands, so therefore ad misrami le zavinte kizvinte, until he finds an item like the item he sold, viyada ita viilota. Right, so it's going to take a while. He doesn't have the item to show. He just has to find the same thing that he sold, and then compare the prices. So that is why we give the mocher more time. Next story. Hahu gavra davi nakit varshechi lizvune. A person had varshechi, right? He wanted to sell varshechi. What are varshechi? Rashi says, kshurei meshi, right? Kakorin bindles, right? Some type of bands, silk bands that he was, silk ribbons that he was selling. So kari shisa v'shavi chamisha. He was announcing six. Who wants to buy it? Six is the price. Even though they were worth five. He was announcing six. But they were worth five. The havi yavi lecham shu pal gavi shakel. But it was clear that he would even accept 5.5. Right? That was clear from his from the sale piece. Six, and for sure not five. Something like that. Right? So everybody knew that maybe they could bargain him down to 5.5. Asahu gavra v'amar. Somebody came and wanted to buy it, but he says to himself, I yahivna lecham shu palga. If I would only give him 5.5, havi mechila, then I would be stuck, because that would be less than a sixth, and I'm going to lose that money. I'll pay him a little more. Then it'll be, oh no, it'll be 1/6. I'll be able to get it back in din. So also the kami de Rava. So he came in front of Rava and asked, you know, is this a good idea? If I do this, I'm going to be able to go get back my money in court. So Amarle, he says, no, you're not going to be able to get it back anyway. Why? A new limitation. Lo shanu ela b'lokeach min atagar. When are there issues of ona'a? If you buy it from a professional merchant. Lokeach min atagar, that's where we say that you have issues of ona'a and you can get your money back. Aval b'lokeach mi balabayis. If you buy it from a private individual, somebody selling something, go to a yard sale, and somebody's selling something, ain lo olav ona'a, there's no ona'a there. Because by yard sales, by personal sellings, there's no really market value. Personal items mean and are valued different amounts to different people. Somebody could feel that this item is very special to them. And therefore, there's no ona'a. The ona'a is by professional stores and merchants, but just by a balabayas, it is very personal, and therefore, there wouldn't be any issues of ona'a. Rashi here quotes the She'iltos de Rabbi Chaygon. Mi balabayas. Look at Rashi on the first skinny line. If you buy it from a balabayas, tachshitin v'klei tashmish, shelo chavivin alav. His own is very special to him. Vein mochon ela biyoker. If you have some personal item, you're emotionally attached to it, maybe it's a family heirloom, whatever it is, so you can't say that, oh, you overcharged. Vein mochon ela biyoker. You charge a lot. V'havi lei kimefarish. It's as if the seller explains and explicates, Yodea anishish ba'ona'a. I know there's ona'a here, but it's your choice whether you want to buy it anyway or not. I know I'm overcharging you. It's as if he says that. And as we're going to see later on, if he says it explicitly, there's no ona'a. Because you are accepting the terms and doing it anyway. As we'll see, this is different than ribbis. By ribbis, I also know about it, and it's still asur daraisa, as we'll talk about in the next parak. Here we'll see, by ona'a, you don't have that. If you explicate it, it's not going to be a problem. Damrina lakaman, ein lo olav ona, kach matzasi b'she'iltos de Rav Achoy. That's why I found this shot in the Shulchan Rav Achoy by a personal balabayas. It is different. I heard recently, I didn't get to look it up yet, but I tried to find it. I didn't find it. That we know the Gaonim, the She'iltos as one of them, She'iltos de Rav Achoy Gaon, the Gaonim didn't write much. We don't have so much that they, or maybe they do, we just don't have it. But imagine they didn't write between the Gemara and the Rishonim. Right, we have a few, Rav Sadi Gaon, Rav Shriver Gaon, Rav Nisim Gaon, all the Gaonim. So someone said that the Me'iri uses the Lashon in the Akdama on Pirkei Avos, Mipiyam Velomi Piksavam. Right, to use the Lashon of, as we discussed, by Eidus, but we know from their Mipihem, from their what they said, the Misora, their oral tradition, Volomi Piksavam. We don't have so much that they wrote. So Rashi here quotes one of the things that they wrote, and that is the She'iltos, which obviously was not made so famous until the Netziv came along and made it famous. The Netziv had a knack for writing commentaries on less studied texts in order to make it a more studied text. The She'iltos is the most famous of them all. The Sifri, we also have the Emek HaNetziv on the Sifri, a couple of other Svarim that we have. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The man went to Rava, and Rava says, you're not going to get back your ona'a anyway. The Tosafot Rashi also adds here that this would only apply if the Konen knew that the seller was a balabais. Right, if he didn't know that, so then the ona'a wouldn't kick in. That's the whole svara that we're talking about. Yearly, tekima the time of mishum to have kimefarish. Since, as Rashi quoted the She'iltos, the reason that there's no ona'a here is because it's as if he explicated, you know, this is very special to me. I'm only selling this for a lot of money. Tzarech sheyeda hakone shahamocher hu balabayas hilkach machal al ha'ona'a. It's only if he knew. Aval imlohi kirushu balabais. What if it's in the marketplace? It's in the shuk. I have no idea this is your personal stash. I think you're a professional merchant. If I don't know, osha machar al yedei sirsur. What if you have an agent? You didn't sell yourself. Some agents, you have no idea what the agent's working for. So then there would be ona. There would be ona even by a balabais if there is an agent, so that the kona does not know. So then mamela, it's logical because he wasn't mochelet. He didn't realize that this was a personal item, and therefore It would be different, and there wouldn't be ona. One other case of a personal item. If you look in the Chashuk Echemet, the discussion here is Sheila. Adam shekana mechonek pisa chadasha. Somebody buys a new washing machine, Mazel Tov, and he sold his old washing machine, his used washing machine, and he violated ona. He overcharged. Umachar osa kimat bekaful me'amachir shezeh shavet bashuk. He got a great. He sold it for like double. So is there onah there? So you open up the Gemara, Bamatzia Nonalev, Balabayas, personal item. He's not a professional merchant. So we'd say, no onah, tough luck on the Kona. But the answer is, what's the Svara that the Shi'otos gives? The Svara is that this is very special to you. If it's very special to you, that's why you sell it for a lot, because you don't really want to sell it. That's what we can assume. And if you're parting with it, somebody's got to make it worth it. But here, by a second washing machine, you want to sell it. You have no use for this used washing machine. You're purely jacking up the price because you want to make a buck, not because there's any special emotional attachment to your old washing machine in this case. So in that case, says Rav Zilberstein, that I don't think that we would say this is the heter of Bala Bayis, and there would be onah in this case too. But lachare bin yaneinu anan sadi she'ein amachuna chaviv ala mocher. It's clear that there's no special connection to the seller. V'ader abachipes ich lehis pater mizeh. He's just trying to get out of it. V'imlo ayakone osa hayazorik osa. He would throw it out if he wouldn't buy it. He just put it on the street. He's trying to get something. V'alokeach yodeh mizeh v'ino mochel al no aso ulai bazeh gamba Bala Bayis hamocher. I would think in this case that there would be onah. Then he said, my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, said, maybe a mechonat kvisa, maybe a washing machine is considered karka, because it's only used when it is attached and it's plugged in. And maybe that's why there wouldn't be onah, as we're going to see later on in the Mishnah. There's no onah by karka, so maybe that would be a svara also. He doesn't say specifically, is it because it's only used when it's on the ground, or when it's attached to the ground, meaning plugged in? That's a svara given by one of the achronim regarding the issue of tevilas kelim. Big controversy. What do we do by electronic items for tefillas kelim? Things that are plugged in. Toaster ovens, George Foremans, hot water urns. So, there are those, like in the day, Ramosha has a tshuva years ago about a toaster. Ramosha has a heter by a toaster. A toaster doesn't eat. Why? Because a toaster really doesn't do anything. He's talking about a toaster, not a toaster oven, where you put the bread in on top. So he says, this only makes bread into toast. It's the same thing. It didn't really do anything. So that's why it's not even a clay ochel, says Ramosha. But Me'ikar Adin, it sounds like from Ramosha, that it would need tevila. But he has another tshuva relating to the hot water urn, but it has to be a hot water urn where you have the one that he's talking about is you have a separate area for the mechanism, the electronic mechanism and the kli on top of it. So Ramosha says, turn it over and just touch the kli that touches the water into tefillas kelim, because the electronic part is called a separate kli. It's a separate section. But a lot of what we have today, you can't really separate. Tefillah, remember, has to be basachas. Hechsher kelim can be part by part. Let's say I trafed up a fork. I could do hagala on half the fork and hagala on the other half of the fork. Doesn't have to be basachas. Tevilas kelim, the entire kli, has to be dunked at once. The basachas. So it's much harder. Some of our, let's say, a George Foreman, we have a grill and it closes, that's a little trickier. So the big shiloh is what to do. So various poskim, you gotta ask your local posse. Some poskim say, yeah, you have to, the easiest thing is to get to a Jewish electrician, take the whole thing apart, and put it back together. So then it's a Asiya B'Yad Yisrael, no problem. Okay, that might not be the easiest, but for some people maybe that is the easiest. Others say that, no, dunk it and hope for the best. Right, other people don't have that, because other people would say, I can't do that because it's probably going to break, or it's dangerous. And as we know, there are limitations how much you have to spend on a mitzvah zaseh. You don't have to ruin your kli. So others say there is a one day in the I think it's the Chelkas Yaakov, but I don't remember who says it, that, well, maybe because it's only usable when it's plugged in, it's Dino Kakarka, and therefore it's not called a clay ochel that would require tevila. So there are lemaisa, there are things to do, and there are also heterim if one does not tovel, which will ask the local posek about this issue. But again, that's similar to what the Chashuke Chemet here quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in terms of a washing machine. Again, I'm not sure if he means washing machine just because it's always on the floor, a big, heavy kli, or plugged in. He doesn't say plugged in, so maybe he doesn't mean any of what we've just talked about. Just because it's always usable, because it's a large kli, eino asui lehi taltel. Right, quoting a lashon from Hilchas Tumah Vatara. Okay, but either way, back to our Gemara. So again, we had the heter of lokeach mi balabayis. There is no onah there because it's something personal, and it's emotionally connected. He doesn't want to sell it except for a higher price. Next story: Hahu gavra davi noked kipi lizvune. Somebody had kipi lizvune. Where in this mesechta did we have kipi? And he wants to stop the tape for a minute and think, where else did we have kipis? If you remember, we had it at the beginning of Perek HaMafkid. We had, in the case of Shuma Hadar, on Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, first wide line, Ho Gavre Dafkid Kipi Gabi Chavre. He gave him the kipi, and then he didn't know where it was, and then they found it later, and it had gone up in value. So that's the kipi. So it's some type of jewelry. So Gavre Davi Nokid Kipi Lizvune, Rashi is Nizamim, some types of rings. Nidak is Kipi Lizvune. So again, Kari Shisin Vashabi Chamshin. He called out, selling it for 60, even though it was only worth 50. V'yavi yavi lechamshin v'chamsha v'shakel. But it was clear that he would also accept 55. Right, that was clear from his announcements. Asa hu gavra, same thing. V'yamar, i'yavina lechamshin v'chamsha, if I would give him 55, havi mechila, it would be a mechila, and then I would lose my money. Etein le shisin v'esva'e ledine, I'll give him 60. Asa lechamid r'vchizda, r'vchizda has the same lashon. Amale lashon re'la b'lokech b'na tagar, b'lokech b'na balabayis, ein lo olav ona. That's only by a tagar, by a professional merchant. But if it's balabayis, then there's no ona, because it's something personal, and it's chaviv to him, as Rashi says. Right, we also had that similar discussion before. Rotze adam bekav shalo, Mitisha Kavin Shel Chaveiro. Remember, that was in the Machlokas in the Mishnah about whether, even if I have a lost item that is going down, a pikadon that is going down in value, is becoming rotted, maybe I'm not allowed to touch it, even though it's depreciating because of that svara, because people like what their own is. Rotsa Adam Makav Shelo, Mitisha Kavin Shel Chaveiro. And then that we had that later on in the discussions of dealing with Pikdonos, right? We had that on the where was that? We had that on Mem somewhere on top, where we had the different days about why one would not be able to touch an item. Laman Chesam and Aleph. Sorry, Laman Chesam and Aleph. Machlokas Rav Kana, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Okay, weiter. Continues the Gemara right before the Mishnah. Omale Rav Dimi Yaisher. Rav Dimi thinks this far is correct. That look, Tagar and Balabais are different. Didn't we learn in the next Mishnah? We're going to have it in a couple of minutes. Bez Hashem, there's an offer both a hedyot and a tagar. Isn't a hedyot a contrast to a tagar? Man hedyot la balabayis. Doesn't hedyot here mean balabayis? Therefore, the Mishnah would be saying explicitly that there is onah even by a private individual. Amarev chizda. You know what that's talking about? It's talking about a balabayis, but only when a balabayis sells bitzad rayosa, some type of item that has objective prices, and there's no personal connection to the item. That case also, that would be similar. Rashi says, big de kanvus, ha'ondim limacher, things that are always bought and sold. That's where we would say that even by the balabayas, there is ona. Avamani tashmishte, the yakiri ale, but other items that you use that are very special to him, lo mazvin lehu ila bedami yaseire. He wouldn't sell unless he gets a lot of money for it, a higher price, and therefore there would be not ona. Again, as we see in the sugis of ona, so much of it is just umdina. What do people have in mind? When people buy this, do they know they're being overpriced and they're being mochel? Do they not know? So a lot of it has to do with that svara. And that's why, as we alluded to before, the halacha of if they know it's explicit, then they say, anyway, I'm doing it, wouldn't it be a problem? Wouldn't it be a problem? And it's not like ribis. We asked at the beginning of yesterday's shiur, the connection between onah, ribis, and gezel, what you say for one doesn't have to be what you say for the other. If you say, like we said yesterday from the tour, that onah is exactly part of gezel and it's those sigzol and the prisha, you don't have to say that by gezel. You don't have to say that by ribis. Or the opposite. If you have a very strong gezel formulation by ribis, you might not say it by onah, which would be more probable. Ribis is probably closer, because ribis is more usser than onah. By ribis, it's both are involved, both to get the isser and the edim and the sofer, and everybody's involved. So ribis seems more chamor. It definitely is more chamor. The question is, conceptually, is it closer to gazel or not? That was what we discussed yesterday. Okay, says the Mishnah. The buyer or the seller, they both are included in the isser of ona'ah, right? A buyer cannot take more, and a seller cannot take more. Or a buyer cannot pay less, and a seller cannot take more. K'shem sho'nol lehedyo kachanol le tagar, as we just said. Rabbi Yehuda omer, einon ol le tagar. Pesach says, no, there's no ona'ah for a tagar. We'll have to see exactly what Reb Yehuda means. The Gemara will explain. Misha hutal alav yado al ha'elyona. This is now talking, the last line is talking about exactly a shtus, which is the case called ona'ah by the Mishnah. Remember the three categories of cases, bitul mekach, mechila, and ona'ah. So ona'ah is in the middle. Misha hutal alav. So the one, when it's exactly a six, the one that was nis'aneh, the one that was taken advantage of, yado al ha'elyona, then they could choose. Ratza Omer lo ten li mosai, o ten li masha anisani. Right? This is like the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who we had at the end of yesterday's daf, that he says, by shtus, there's a bit, there can be mitol bekach if the person wants. We don't paskin that way. We say it's good and you just machzir the ona'ah. But this mishnah is following the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi that says otherwise. Minani mili, how do I know that ona'ah applies both to the buyer and to the seller? How do you know that? The Tanur Rabbanan. V'chisim kru mem karla misecha al tonu. When you sell something, al tonu. So ainli, so that's v'chisim kru, you sell something, right? V'chisim kru mem karla misecha al tonu. Ainli elishin nesan alokeh. So that showed, that's talking about a case where the buyer will be taken advantage of, meaning the iser is on the seller, right? V'chisim kru nesan amokher minayin. How do I know that if the mocher is also taken advantage of, meaning the kone is also warned, Tamalomar Okano Altonu. Right, so we have that hekish as well. And I need to say both. The Torah has to be explicit by the ona of both. The ikas of Rachmana Mocher, because if the Torah just said the Mocher is asur to take a higher price, Mishum Takim Lebezavinte. He's for sure acting bemesid. Right, he knows what it's worth. He has the item. So there, he's subject to the Isser of Ona. Avalokeach de lokim lebezavinte. But the buyer that is not sure, lokim lebezavinte, he doesn't know exactly how much it is until he gets it. He doesn't have the item. So he's trusting the seller. So he gets the item. So Ema lo azri rachmana below sonu. Maybe he's not warned because he's not acting bemezid. Maybe he doesn't realize he's underpaying. Maybe he's bishogig and therefore we would say that he is not included. Because of Rachman Elokeach, and if you only say the buyer is included in the Isser, Mishum Tekakani, because he's buying. Da'amri Inshi, as people say, Zavnis Kanit. You bought something, you're moving up in the world. Right? It's a good thing to buy. So that's why when you buy things, though, you're already getting something good, so don't take more advantage. Avol mocher, but by a seller, da'avude kamovid, he's losing something. Da'amri inish, as people say, zavin ovid, you're selling something, you're going down. Ovid, so ema lo'azri rachmana below sona. Maybe we say that he's already losing something. Okay, let him to get a little extra money. Maybe we would say that, Sricha, that's why we don't say that. So that's a svara, why we would have thought only the mocher, and why we would have thought only the kone. It's interesting. Well, before we do the achronim, just the raiva. The raiva is quoted in the Rashba and in the Tozer Rush here. What's the svara by only the buyer? Maybe only the buyer, because by a mocher, he's selling it, he's going down. He's going down? He's selling something in order to make money. What do you mean he's going down? As people say, you sell something, you're going down. Ask the Ravid. Hiksha Ravid, al karcha kra labim money de balabais iri, to ain lo ona, elo betagar. Vitagar de mazvin lo movid. He's not losing anything. Right, that's the language of the Tozer Rosh. And the Rashba also quotes this from the Ravid. Hiksha Ravid. Al karchach kra labim money tashvishi de balabais, to les leon ala betagar, as we explained. Viotu tagar de mazvin mi movid, andaraba, arvuchi marvach. He's getting profit. And the Rashba says, Vesakele Bekushya, the Rashba says the Ravid didn't answer the question. The Tosa Rosh quotes an answer of the Ravid, and the Rashba himself gives his own answer. Veli Nire, says the Rashba, Tahai Tsrichusa Bekaldu Sagile. Vlaftai Marabahu. You're right, it's not such a strong svara. It's a little bit to show a little difference. Umishum diika mocher demovid, because some sellers lose. Some people don't want to be selling their property and they're going down. Kabalabayas, but money tashmishte, like a balabayas who has to sell something. Havamina deleka onalashum mocher delochil katora. Because some buyers are, I'm sorry, some sellers are, don't really want to sell, but they're doing it because they're in dire straits. So too, you might have thought all sellers are considered dire straits, so you could take a little extra money. There's no Isser of Ona. That would be the Havamina. That's the how the Rashba answers the Ravid's question. Or the Tosfos Rosh says, well, maybe what's included, V'ikal Meimar, but Balabayis Shemachar Aydei Sirsur. As we said, if there is a middle person, an agent, that he doesn't know. So maybe you would have thought in that case it would be different. Okay, either way, that's one point of the Ravid. It's interesting that the Achronim on this Gemara each give another Svara. The Rishash on the part one, and the Tosas Rebbe Akiva Eiger on part two. The Rishash gives another Svara of why you would have thought that maybe only the seller is included in the Isser. Says the Rishash, the Yesh Lomar, wrong one. Says the Rishash, L'chein Yirol Ani Yazdaiti L'farish, D'mocher Kfar Gomar Mischaro, V'yodeya Mahirviach. The seller, it's done, it's finished. He sold, he had an item, he got his money, the deal is basically done. He's not going to research this more. He researched it before he set the price of what he wanted to sell it as. Avalokeach adain eni odeya, ki ulai b'terem sheyimkar tuzal haschora o tiskalkel. He's always, maybe wants to retract more. A seller's not going to retract. He sold it. But a buyer, maybe will give him more flexibility, right, in terms of ona'ah. And he's not included in the Isser because he doesn't know exactly. He doesn't have the item. Maybe this is the pshat, says the Rishash. He doesn't know. Maybe there's more flexibility because a seller, more the everything's finished right when the moment of the sale. But by a buyer, you wouldn't say that. That's number one. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a different pshat of and he wonders why the Gemara doesn't say this. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnah, the Kashali, Amaylo Nakanashas Bipshuta. Right? Why, if only the buyer was said, why you would think that, oh, it would be limited. De'i, kasav lo keyach li'ish lomar, kivan ta ha-mocher lo yiyach hefetz biyado. Ve'eno yochol ha-haros la-tagar, ve'lo yivada lo shenis ane. Right? The seller doesn't have the item anymore in his reshus, like the Gemara said earlier. And therefore, how's he going to know if he got ripped off or not? Right, mishum hachi asur la'lokeach la'anos la'mocher, aval mocher la'lokeach, de'mistoma yare la'tagar v'yitva ona aso, v'imlo yire, pavi mechila, birtzono. Sa'akadaitach de'mutu la'hona oso, v'tzarachiyin. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say that, which is based on the svar earlier the Gemara gave. So the Rishash gives another svar for the first line, Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnah gives another svar for the second line. Okay, let's
keep...
Rashi says, I'm sorry? Rashi says, that filu, which Rashi? Right, the Zavin Ovid, machar techeves shalcha hareta nifsa, sheyichlu amos biyitzia. Right, okay, so you're losing money by, again, that's the Ravitz Kasha, you're gaining money. Right, you're getting profit. That was the problem.
He's going to spend it, so it's...
Right, he's going to spend it, it's not going to last. Tzricha. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einon Alatagar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einon Alatagar. So what does that mean? Mishun Shu Tagar Einon Ona? What does that mean? We just said before, a Tagar Dafka has Ona. Right, a Baal Bais doesn't have Ona. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? So, a couple of different opinions in the Gemara. What is Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah referring to? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, number one, B'Tagar Safsar Shanu. Maybe we're talking about a Tagar who is constantly buying and selling things. Constantly buying and selling. My taima, and therefore, what is the svara here if he's constantly buying and selling? Meida yada zavinte kamashavye. Vachuli achli gabe. Right, if he's selling it very quickly, let's say he's selling it as he has an item and he's selling it, so mistama, he needs money. Mistama, he wants to go buy something else quickly. So he's underselling it on purpose. So if he comes later, we're not going to trust him that, oh, I was ripped off. Right, he knows. He's dealing with this all day. Why is he selling it for such a low price? He has something else he wants to buy. And all of a sudden now he's retracting and saying, oh, I sold it for too little. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. A tagar, who is a safsar, who is constantly buying and selling things, he knows exactly what he's doing, and therefore he can't have any tainas of ona'ah. Number one. Number two. Ravashi amar ma'ein latagar ona'ah. Eino bitoras ona'a. Shafil pachas bichde ona'a chozer. Exactly the opposite. He has, what do you mean? He doesn't have ona'a. He doesn't have regular rules of ona'a. He has even stronger rules of ona'a. Even if it's less than a shtus, he could get it back. Why? Rashi explains. Dechayev tluyin bekach. V'tikna lo sheyachzar. He needs it. This is his parnasa. And therefore, he has even higher standards of what he's allowed to claim. And Tanya Kavasi de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, there's a brisa that supports the first answer. Rav Yehuda Omer Tagar Ein Lo Ona Mibnei Shehu Baki, which sounds like there's a limitation of his power, not an expansion of his power. Right? Those are the two different deyas, two different svaras for Rav Yehuda. Is it an expansion? Is it a limitation? And the brisa seems to say it is a limitation. Good. Two dots. Mishu talav yado al hal yona v'chulu. So, as the Mishnah said, if it's exactly a sixth, whoever was nisaneh, whoever was taken advantage of, he gets to choose. He gets to choose, and how do we understand what the Mishnah say? He could either go back, right? He could say, I wanted the whole deal to be undone, or just to get the onah back. So, mani mas nisan. Who is the Mishnah according to? From the Mishtanon that we had on the end of yesterday's daf. Lo Rebbe Nasan, lo Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. It's neither. Why? E Rebbe Nasan, if it's Rebbe Nasan, who we said was what we hold, right? Rebbe Nasan was the one that said exactly Ishtus Kanu Machsirona. If it's Rebbe Nasan, Mas Nisan Ktani Ratza, Ubraisa Loktani Ratza. The Mishnah says it's the choice. The Braisa doesn't say Ratza. The Braisa doesn't say, right, Rashi. Right, the Ktani Ratza, the Yado Al Yona. The Mishnah says that he has the choice. The Braisa, where Rabbi Nasa, we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, Lo Ktani Ratza, Ela Al Karcho Kana Machzir Lo Ona'a. Right, it doesn't say anything about his choice, Ratza or Lo Ratza. It just says it works and give back the Ona'a. E Rabbi Yehuda, so the language doesn't fit in for Rabbi Nasan. E Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Masisa Ktani Lokeach, Braisa Ktani Mocher. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is a total different, right? The Mishnah says, the Lokech, right? It says, Tainli Ma'osai. Give me my money, which is the buyer talking. And the Braisa says that it is the Mocher that's involved. So, Simon Zav Rav. So, again, a couple of answers who the Mishnah is like. Amar Belazar, Onazu, Eini Yodea Mi Shana. I don't know. Rabbi Elazar answers. The Ritva says, must be a third opinion. Must be a third opinion. That's his answer. Rabba Amar. Rabba said, no, lo, Rabbi Nasani. Right, v'tzini nami v'braisa ratza. Okay, put ratza in the braisa. It is okay. And then what would be the machlokas? If you put ratza in the braisa, the machlokas would be, who has the koach to be mevatel the mekach? The lokeach or the mocher? Rabbi Nasan would say the lokeach. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would say the Mocher. That's how Rashi explains the Machlokas. Reb Rava Amar L'Olam Reb Yehuda Nasi. Maybe it's Reb Yehuda Nasi. It talks only about one. Umay Deshayev and Masizak Amafarish Bebraisa. And one is mashed from the other. You're right, one focuses on the Lokech, one focuses on the Mocher. It's okay. Amar Avashi Dekanami. That also seems to be correct. Diktani Echad Lokech Vechad Mocher. Because the beginning of the Mishnah talks about both. Umafarish Lokech. And then it talks only about one. Shvamina, Shiyuri, Shairi, Lamocher, Shvamina. Right? So it must be that because it was talking about both earlier and went to one, really it's talking about both, and one is just Mashlim, the other. Anyway, the Ritva here notes, if this is all true, how could we paskin like Rabbi Nasan? If the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we usually have a rule. If you have a machlokes in a brisa, and in a Mishnah, the Mishnah is so sin like one of the opinions in the brisa, then we would pass them like that opinion. So he asks the Ritva, V'yesh makshim. Kivan to Oki Rava Stamas Nisan, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Heich pasag la'el halacha Rabbi Nasan. To kamar shtus kanu machzer ona, which is what we paskin. To Stamas Nisan, u machlokes de brisa halacha, gestam Mishnah. Says the Ritva, there's never a rule in Hilchas Psak that doesn't have exceptions. It's an important yisod in the Ritva. The Yesh Lomar v'zuein akushya she'ein lamedim and aklalas afal pishnem rabbeim chutz v'harbe pa'amim poskim ha'amoraim halacha kedivrei hayachid v'yav agav diyachad v'rabim halacha garabim v'chein poskim lefamim halacha delokis da mishnah except for Rabbi Yochanan. But the Ritva says, importantly, there's always exceptions to the rule, right? We discussed yesterday, I think, right? Sometime, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, halacha k'rav bisur, halacha Shmuel b'dinei. Sometimes you're not sure, is this a category of din? Is it a category of iser? But the Ritva is saying, there are always exceptions. There are always exceptions. Halacha k'basrai. Is that only earlier? Is that only later? We had a machlokas Rosh Rif earlier in the Masechta. So again, that's an important comment of the Ritva. Okay, we continue. Itmar, getting into a new related topic, but new. Itmar ha'omer lechaveru amenash ein lochalai olai ona'a. What if somebody says, goes over to his friend, I'll sell you this almanas on condition that you don't have any ona claims on me? Rav amar yesh lo olav ona. Tough luck. You do. Ushmuel amar ein lo olav ona. And Shmuel says No, you do. He does not have onah, meaning it works. It works. So we'll come back. Let's just do the comparison, and then we'll talk about what the Rishonim mentioned. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav, Amar Rabbi Meir Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is a machlokas Tanoim, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, comes up many places in Shas. You see on the side, Kiddushin, Ksubis, Gittin. A man gets married, almanas, that he does not have any husband obligations. Mayor says, you're fully married, and you have all the obligations. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, regarding the share of the ksus, it works. Ona, that's not Darshim Mamon. But regarding Darshim Mamon, it's no Kayam. So, isn't this a machlok? Isn't this the same machlokas? And the each opinion, right, that Rav would say like Rabbi Meir, that Masa Mashem Masaka Batara, it's no Batel. So, therefore, you do have claims of Ona, and you're fully married. And Shmuel could say like Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar lecha Rav, ana damei afilu k'Rabbi Yehuda. I can hold even like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda hasam. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say there that you can be married, you can make a tanai, el diyada v'kamachla? She knows exactly what's happening, and she agrees. She's mocheles. That's why there's an ish, that's why it's allowed there. Aval hacha, but in the case of ona'a, miyada demachla, he doesn't know he's getting ripped off. So that's why ona'a is worse. And that's why there's a chilek. But Rav says both can be like me. Ushmuel Amar, ana damre afilu Rabbi Meir. And Shmuel would say, Rabbi Meir could all like me. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Meir hasam. Why does Rabbi Meir say there by marriage that you're fully married with all the conditions? Ela devadai ka'akar. Because it's for sure happening now. You are creating a marriage, which is not what the Torah says you're allowed to have. Aval hacha miyemer tekakar miti. Here, you're just saying, amenas, that you don't have any onah claims. Maybe there won't be any onah claims. Maybe that he won't be ripping him off. Right, you don't know, or he doesn't know. So therefore, we say that's why Shmuel would say both Tanam could hold like me. Stop there for a moment. A very crucial discussion here in the Rishonim is this. The Gemara compares these two cases of Tznoim, but is this? Let's talk about our case of Ona. Is this exactly a regular case of Tnai? So Rishonim, the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel, the Rashba and Etshuva say that our case is not exactly Tnai. Tanai usually affects an act, right? I'll marry to you, almanas that arranges tomorrow. So that's a condition, and that will affect the act itself. That's a tanai on a maisa. That's tanai. But here, it's adding a detail. It's not making the act dependent. The transaction is the transaction. I'm trying to affect the result. Once this is done, I want you not to have any tainas on me. Is that making a condition on the Maisa? It's not exactly the same. Is that called a Tanai? That's the Ritva's discussion in Kiddushin, where the Ritva says, there, I'll just read it, Dahacha almanas lo chashiv Tanai lukulei alma. Don't think that every time it says the word almanas in Shas, it means a Tanai. Because sometimes the Ritva says, you see that it doesn't need all the rules and regulations of Tanai. V'lo be'inan be'dik duke tanoin afilu Rabbi Meir. She'ein lashen Tanai be'elchosav ela kishehu belashen asei olosa asei. Bein she'yasehu olo yase. O she'yaseh ach almanas that you pay. Almanas that you don't pay. Almanas that is almanas that. Avo bedavar asei velosa asei. Avo bedavar she'eino asei velosa asei. Ela milsa de memela. Kigon, almanas she'ein lebaalich reshusbo, eino tnai ela shiur biguf hamatana. That's the Ritva's lashon. Sometimes you have something that limits the act, does not make the act conditional, but it's limiting the act, right? Limiting the result of the act. So that's not exactly in the world of tnaim, and there might be differences in halacha. For example, the Ritva there is talking about whether you need mishpatei tnaim or not. That's an important comment, whether this would be regular Tanai. Some Rishonim treat this as regular Tanai. Don't make any chilukim. Almanas is almanas. For example, Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. We've quoted that Tosfos very often. He deals with our Gemara, and it's talking about regular Tanai. Right, the Ritva there, I'm not the Ritva, the Tosfos there, asked the Kasha, if you remember the bomb Kasha, on the strong question on this whole Gemara. What does Rabbi Meir hold? If you try to get married almanas that you don't have any shirksos for onas, what do we say? The Tanai is batel, the maisa is kayim. But what do you mean? He has no das for that. So you should say, fine, it doesn't work, and therefore, they're not married. You shouldn't say they're married without the conditions. You should say they're not married. All the Rishonim asked Akasha. So many different answers given. Tosfos' answer, which we quote, Ksubas Tun Vavam and Aleph, is that really the whole Tanai, the whole world of Tanai is a Chiddush. So if it's a Chiddush, So we say, Ein lecha ba'al chidusho. If you make a tnai which is not effective, ala chilisa, we throw out the tnai, and the ma'isa is kayim. Because the whole idea of ruining an action based on words is a chiddush. That's one answer given in Tosfos. Tosfos there has other answers. Tosfos in the name of Rabbi Chanan, there, going over to Nun Vav Mabez, so long Tosfos, he quotes, maybe there's a difference where there's mechila possible or not. Right? Could you be mochel? Right? On Sherkzos Va'ona, right? Different things are able to be mochel and different things you're not able to be mochel. So there are other answers to, given to this question. Tosfos Yeshanim there. There's a lot more here. It's a big topic. You can look at the Brisker Rav on Hilchos Nezirus, also discusses our Gemara, but we need to go further. Says the Gemara. This Tosfos here discusses what about Shemitah? Tosfos, the little Tosfos, Dibur Maschal Aval. Can you make a tnai that Shemitah shouldn't be Meshamet? Is there a difference whether the tnai is about something in the future or something that already is in place now? That's also Tosfos' discussion right here. Okay, but let's continue. Amar of Anan, Ledidi Mifreshali Minei Demar Shmuel. Shmuel explained. Was explained to me the din of Shmuel as follows. This chilek ha'omer l'chaver amanas she'ein l'cha olai ona'a, ein lo olav ona'a. If he says, amanas, that you don't have any claims of ona'a on me, so then that could work. Amanas she'ein bo ona'a. Amanas that in reality there is no ona'a, harayesh bo ona'a, then there is. Right, so that's a chiluk. Meaning, are you just controlling the person's actions or defining the case as ein bo ona? Well, there is ona'a. There is a mekatos here, as Rashi explains, and therefore you can't make a tnai against that. We'll have to also, Hashem, keep in mind, come back to this in a month and a half or so. We're going to have a mishnah later on in Daf Sadi Dalid called Masna Shomer Chinam Lios Kshomer Sachar. Each of the shomrim can make a tnai to be like another shomer. So the answer is, if the Torah set up a frame, could you make a tznai against that? Okay? We'll have to remember this sukya. Meisve, ask the Gemara from the Tosefta, hanosei v'hanotein ba'amana. If somebody is nosei v'notein ba'amana, what does that mean? Rashi says, ha'mochor b'masha tuchal, v'tein li amos l'zman ploni, v'ineni somech alecha, v'nosein lo schar tircho. Right? Reuven gives Shimon an item. Can you sell this for me, please? Get the best deal you can. Just, I know you're an honest guy. So is there ona'a there? Meaning, let's say the guy sold it for too much or too little. In both those cases, ain lo olav ona'a. There's no ona'a in that case. They can't claim. The balabayas or the shliach cannot claim, I sold it for more and it's mine, or you sold it for too little. L'rav da'amar ana da'amri afilu Rabbi Yehuda hamani, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav, who says, I even hold like Rabbi Yehuda, is even like me, meaning everybody agrees that there is no ona there, so ain lo olav ona. Why does it work? Rav says it's a masla mashakas batara, even by a darshav mamon, and therefore who is this brice alike that says it works? Ain lo olav ona, hamani. So Amar Abaya mechaverta Rav Damar Rabbi Meir v'Shmuel Damar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, you're right. So Abaya says we're stuck. This Brisa proves, this Tosefta proves that there's the Rabbi Yehuda argues, and therefore Rav will not be able to have Rabbi Yehuda in his camp. Rav Amar lo kasha. Rav say no. Kan b'stam, kan b'mefaresh. What we alluded to before. Even the most strongest people in the world of Ona say that if he explicates that I'm ripping you off and this is what I want to do, he could accept that. D'tanya, b'medem ramurim, b'stam, all hilchos ona only apply by stam. Avo b'mefaresh, mocher, sha'amar lelokeach, z'chefet zash ani mocher lecha b'matzayim. This object that I'm selling to you for 200, yodei ani bo, she'ein o shave el amana, amana she'ein lecha alay ona, ein lo olav ona. If it's explicit, there's no ona, because that's mechila. V'chein lokeach, sh'omer lamocher, also the opposite way. Chevet zesh ani lokeach mimcha, this chevet that I'm buying from you, bimana, for 100. Yodei ani bo sheshav masayim, I know it's really worth 200. I'm just giving you a bad deal. Amna she'ein lecha alay ona, ein lo olav ona. So therefore, Rava says, Rav could still have both Tanam on his side, and the Brisa here, the Tosefta here that says there is no ona, is a case of mefarish. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Hanosei v'Hanosein ba'amana, like we just said, if you have a shliach that's acting on behalf of someone else to try to get the best deal, Hareze lo yechashev es hara ba'amana ves hayafe b'shaveh. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara, even though Tosfos doesn't like it, because according to Rashi, it's a ribis Gemara. Tosfos says, what's it doing here? It should be in the next parak. Eze oneshech. not Ona'ah. But we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says the case is where Reuben gives Shimon two groups of items. One group of items that's very easy to sell, it's good market, and the other one is not easy to sell. He says, you know what, sell the easy stuff, and then keep the money you get for that. Keep it and use it, whatever you want. You don't have to give me the money for both products until you sell both of them. So, but, says the Gemara, you shouldn't do that and then assume that you don't have to give him any money for the work that he did. And just the fact that he could keep the money of product A until he finishes selling product B, because that smacks of ribbis. That smacks that he is losing out, basically, you know, from getting paid for his services based on the fact that he gets to keep the money. So that's Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. Ella, ozev ezeb amana, ozev ezeb b'shava. Right? Either pay him for everything or take it back. Right? Don't set up this framework. V'nosin lo schar katef, and you have to pay him. The schar for schlepping, schar gamal, if he has to hire a camel, schar punduk, if he has to sleep over somewhere. Schar atzmo, eino notel, shekvar nosin lo schar mishlam. But the schar atzmo, the schar of the item, he doesn't take because he already took. What does that mean? Schar mishlam mechaka yavle. Where did he get anything from? We're talking about the guy gave it to him to sell. What did he get paid yet? Amar apapa bitzad ruye diavi arba lameya. We're talking about a case where he's able to keep a percentage of what he sells. For every 100, he keeps some of the merchandise. So that's his payment. So, but for all the other services, the mishaleach, the Baal Bayis, has to pay him, or else it's going to smack of ribbis. Just keep that money, and then when you give it back to me, you know, that'll be your payments. That's not allowed, because Rashi says, havi karibis. And again, keep in mind, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Nachmanano, doesn't like this shot, because what's it doing here? But that's Rashi's shot. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the show will continue next time with the Mishnah on Daf and Beis. Just by the way, if those are any listeners, if anybody wants to keep, again, we're in the shul, but we still need to do some finishing. So if anybody wants to, feel free to donate more on the shul website. Feel free to join us again in our project. Okay, we'll stop here.